Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
Doesn't matter. I'm in a good mood, guys. Divers.
Yeah, you know I'm here for you. And quietly, sneakily, Willard is like, yeah. Don't sleep on Willard when it comes to like
the hip hop is incredible.
Don't tell him. Don't tell him.
You might be Eminem. That's your new nickname.
I like laying the weeds over here.
He does, but then he'll like whoop, like whack a mole. He'll pop out. It's like, wait, hold on a minute.
I've heard it. I'm like, damn, dude. Will.
And he, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot.
And he's on a high from winning his first fantasy game in 95-70. Yeah. Congrats, not Will. Really. Lick it. What do you mean, not really?
I kind of wanted to go over. I'm like, sure. You know, once you are what you are, lean into it.
Almost 200 points. Go figure.
Nobody would have beat me this week. Poor Evan. Poor Evan just got absolutely.
Oh, my bad. I thought you were all. Oh,
no,
man.
Just yeah. Got woodshedded by an 0-9 team. But hi, Steiny.
How you doing?
How are you? You were about to say something.
Well, I was going to try to say it was a crossover. I gave up.
Okay.
That's all.
You can still say it. It's still the crossover.
I'm not going to.
Okay.
You say it. It's still the crossover.
It is. It's a crossover.
Somebody was making noise into the mic.
That was your partner, Guru.
Yeah.
And Dibs. Oh, yeah.
No. Of course. Dibs was using words.
Oh, okay.
Also noise.
Oh, right.
He was.
Let's get to the game yesterday. Your thoughts, man. Both of you?
Who do you want to bury first?
On the 49ers?
Yeah. I heard the whole 4 hours, and
I don't want to bury anybody.
Oh, no?
No.
Quarterback controversy?
Oh.
Yeah.
Is there one?
No.
I think Purdy's going to start on Sunday.
Is he?
Maybe.
Yeah. Is he healthy?
He's getting there.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Well, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why do moments like this seem to make you so happy?
Moments like what?
Like what happened to the Niners yesterday.
They had no chance of winning that game yesterday.
That's not what I'm saying. That doesn't answer the question. You have this effervescence that comes out seemingly in these moments when it feels like a good portion, and it's sports, so like we're fine, but like when the Bay has a suffering Sunday.
That was not a suffering Sunday.
Sure it was.
Go ahead.
Sure it was.
Go ahead.
That like, it's a reality, and reality bites.
Okay.
Like, their defense cannot stop playoff-level football teams.
That's something I said today.
Yeah. I'm not talking so much about what you said. It's how you sound.
How do I sound?
Happy.
Delighted.
Yeah, I'm not a fan, so I'm not really happy or sad with results.
It doesn't feel that way sometimes.
I can just tell you the way it is.
Okay.
Because I know my body and my mind.
Do you?
Yeah. If the 49ers would have won yesterday,
you'd have been bummed.
Oh, that's a four.
Please. Yeah. Mark, let me remind you, What's most important to me is that I can be right. Oh. And I have the 49ers winning 10 games. That's what I'd like to see them win.
And it might not be enough now in the
NFC. And I had that as a loss because their next four games
are... So. No, if I'm looking at it now, 10 might not be enough.
Well, 10 will do it if you beat the Bears and the Panthers, probably. Because then you'll get those tiebreakers.
Yeah, like, I actually... Here's the thing. Yesterday's weird because I still completely think that the 49ers are going to make the playoffs. And part of that is their schedule.
That's not a stretch at all.
No.
I've got it right there.
They're going to be... I got to look. How long until the Niners are underdogs again?
The Colts.
At Indianapolis 3 days before Christmas. That's the next time they're going to be an underdog.
Do they play at Carolina or is it
no,
here?
No, it's here. And they'd be favored anywhere against Carolina. It's not a good football team. It's a wonky 5-5 record. They showed that yesterday. Like 7 points against the Saints at home. So I just... Mm. They're going to be favored in their next four football games. It doesn't mean they're going to win them all.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to win some of them, and they might win them all. But I'd probably have them for three of them is probably –
because they're favored by three right now at Arizona. And I told Steiny and the listeners, Willard and Dibbs, if you're Arizona, who just – we saw that mollywhopping, wouldn't you want to play no other defense than what you saw yesterday?
No, they could lose Sunday. I'm not giving them the game. I'm just saying they're going to be favored for their next four football games, and there's a bye tucked in there. So
week 14.
Yeah. Like, I think it's a good bet that when they get to Indy, that they'll probably be – I mean, they may be 9-5.
Stoney has the Bears game. Is not winning, you're in, but kind of like you control
maybe
your destiny.
I mean, those last three, Colts, Bears, Seahawks.
Man.
That's right. So, but – I still think they're a playoff team. I just don't know what the hell they look like get there, if they get there. They can't stop a good
offense. There was no defense yesterday, and they had chances. Donnie said it was 21-0. He wasn't the only one. I get it. But when that thing got to 28-21, I was like, uh-oh. But the D just kept failing the test every time.
Well, it was 21-14, and then they had 3rd-and-2, and they stopped them. And then it was 4th-and-2. And then they didn't stop him. That to me was the big play where if you could stop him there, you get the ball back, and maybe it's a game you could still.
Because you were moving, except the first five possessions, as Kittle pointed out. But damn, the Rams defense, the best defense in the league, or one of them, didn't get a sack. So they were moving.
They were, yeah. And you passed it, and you didn't like throw a lot of deep passes. You were like, dink and dunk, and Kittle, a lot of Kittle and Juwan, and you were able to move the ball. And you got to that second half where things were starting to normalize and you scored. And then 4th-and-2, if you get off the field there, maybe it's a different game. And you couldn't.
That fumble hurt. They all do. But the Jennings one just, you're not good enough defensively to overcome that against that offense.
Totally. It hurt.
It felt like two fumbles.
That's why, and gosh, we've already gone over all of the why and should they have, but that's why last Tuesday for me was so frustrating. You confirmed for the rest of the season that your defense will suck.
And that's what I was going to bring
up. That's what I believe.
But were they also maybe sending a message, Will, like one guy ain't going to change this?
And they're probably right.
Yep.
They're probably right. Mm. So I get the why. It's just like the game yesterday. I get why they lost. Didn't make it any fun.
Am I too hard on the secondary like Renardo Green? They were picking on him. They were picking on Zaire because you have no pass rush, so no Deion couldn't stay with anybody for 4 seconds.
Right, right.
Is that what it is, or just growing pains from the secondary?
It's both, but I do think it's more about the pass rush. And I'm looking at my notes here, and I watched it again today, and you've got that play where you're down 28-20. All right, you score, you're down 8, and the PAT was blocked.
Oh, man, yeah.
Which sucked, but... Then it's, 1st-and-10, you blitz, and Ferguson goes for 30. Man. And
Ferguson.
The one time you blitz, not the one time, but you blitzed a lot, and then your secondary could not step up and make a play. So there you go.
I mean, I just look at it like, what was the score of the first game
first
with the Rams?
26-23.
Yeah. Overtime.
Yep. And I feel like in that game, the Rams left some points on the board.
Man.
For sure.
And then you just, I don't know, now you're decimated on defense. Like, that's a tough team to stop with Warner and Bosa and your other guys healthy. And clearly they are clicking. right now. So, I mean, this is where the defense, I can't get mad at them. They're overmatched against that team.
Offense has to be perfect.
Yeah. I don't know that anybody – were you all looking at going into that game and thinking, like, let's find out who the better team is? We already know who the best – like –
I went into that game seeing whatever concoction the Niners had for this season that went their way to had them where they were at record-wise. Could you get drunk and get another game at home against the Rams?
I mean,
I'm not shocked, but the Rams came in the last 9 visits in the red zone. They scored 9 touchdowns, and they continued that yesterday.
If you let Matt Stafford have a clean pocket, I don't care who your secondary is. You're screwed.
He's that good, man.
Of course. And so that's how I kind of look at who the Niners are going to play the rest of the way. Like the game defensively that I liked what they did was this is post-Fred Warner injury, right? Was Atlanta. Well, Michael Penix is kind of eh. So, like, you can do that. And that's why I still remain – at least cautiously optimistic about what's going to happen the next 5 weeks.
Bryce Young is not that.
Well, you're going to do Jacoby Brissett, Bryce Young.
Caleb Williams?
Dylan Gabriel and Cam Ward.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I can mess around with that. I think the Niners will win at least 2 of them. Things might go their way. They might win all 4. I don't know. You know, but, like, you can't do this against Matt Stafford. Wow. And that's what I'm talking about.
And so, they did with right. I know Fred played, but you know what I mean? You won that game.
But Fred played.
You stole it. Yeah.
Fred played. You put them in a 14-0 hole.
You did.
And the Niner offense is I think is capable of being good, but yeah, you're right. Like, you have to be damn near mistake-free.
Why did Kyle after the game, I can't let go of it, open Purdy's box in regard to Pandora's box saying that he could have held on to it. It's his. Can we hear us, Donnie?
Yeah, let's play.
There you go.
Was Brock to being the backup today?
He could have gone, definitely. I just decided to hold him, not put him in that situation.
How'd you feel, Mac?
He's probably never going to be 100% again this season. Is there, at some point, do you just have to play him knowing that he's not going to be 100%?
Yes, it depends on how close to 100% he gets. Our dilemma, or what we're trying not to do, is put him out in the situation we did versus Jacksonville 5 weeks ago or 6, whatever it was. So I do believe he's closer and further along than what he was at that time. So hopefully he'll have a chance this week.
I heard when you guys did this earlier in the show.
Help me. Maybe I'm reading it wrong.
I feel like you're hearing something I'm not hearing, and that's fine. But you made the statement that you hear him say that basically, like, I held him out because I wanted Mac to play. I thought that entire conversation was about Brock's health.
Well, but if it's about being 100% and you were seconds away from putting him as the backup, I look as the backup as you're one play away from being the starter. So if you are ready to make that decision, that means you, like, nothing's going to change this week to me in regard to when he goes out there, he's not going to be 100%.
But that's exactly why he said I didn't want to put him in that position.
But now I feel like he's going to be the starter Sunday in Arizona because they got to face that.
Maybe. I don't know that he will. I don't think there's anything definitive about that at all.
Because if this continues, Will, then he'll never be 100%.
Well, I mean, again.
You know what I mean?
But the percent thing to me is not, it's not even real. I don't know what 100 is. What does 90 look like? What does 86 look like?
Gotcha.
To me, what they're waiting for is some level of risk, reward, comfortability with the idea that he won't re-injure it.
But I don't think anybody can give you that.
Of course not. But that's why I said risk reward. They've got to feel at least better than, you know, looking back on what now we could argue was clearly a mistake.
So last thing for me.
To play him against
Jackson. So when he says, I almost put him out there and I didn't, what does that mean to you? Like, well, you almost did. So now there's going to be 6 more days. Am I crazy to assume, or any Niner fan, that he's about to be out there and start?
I don't think you're crazy to think that Purdy's going to start next game. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk studios. Like, I think Purdy's going to start
on
Sunday.
Why do you think that?
Because I just feel like if the way Kyle's talking, he keeps saying closer. And
right.
I heard... he's got a shot next week.
And I heard him say that he's closer now than he was back when they played him last time, and he got hurt last time, but now he's closer, but they didn't want to do it now. They want to give him an extra week. So I do think that come Sunday that he'll play.
Yeah, but to Will's point, I guess that's what's frustrating me too. There is no, like, your charger percentage battery. It ain't saying 89%, so it's all going to be what we all think, and he says he can go.
There's some guesswork there. There's no doubt about it. I don't think you can hide from that. There's some guesswork there, and you might end up with egg on your face.
And do you think the opponent had anything to do with it?
I don't think that. All it's right. Not like bad teams can't sack the quarterback. Well, like Calais Campbell can come hurt you just as easily as any Ram.
Yep. Buda Baker.
You know what I mean? But so, I don't know.
But I also don't think it's the hugest insult in the world to Brock Purdy if he's missed four games. Now you get the Rams, and you look ahead, and he's like, to me, maybe this was the week you give him the extra week. Because
Rams,
whether you like it or not, it sets up nicely for him the next 4 weeks.
Let me ask you this. Do you guys like it? Let's do load management in the NBA.
God, I hate it.
Do you guys like it when, if they're going to sit Steph, Jimmy, and Dre, do you do that against the Wizards? Because you're like, we might still beat the Wizards without him. Or do you do it at Denver where you're like, we're probably going to lose that game either way?
I'd like it against the lesser team.
Okay.
That's me.
I think that's what you're saying, Steiny, to a degree. And I don't know that the opponent has anything to do with it. I do think it's really just about their risk-reward.
Because you're
going to
get tackled anyway, but is what you're saying.
Well, or, like, I mean, you're going to be underdogs against the Rams, even if Brock plays.
Right.
You're going to be favored against the Cardinals with or without him. So, in theory, you have a better chance to beat Arizona. So, you know, do you, and not just Arizona, and Cleveland, and Carolina, and Tennessee, do you want Brock for those games? But I really just think it's about them kind of playing they're playing poker.
Yeah.
They're playing poker, and it's kind of like, you know, when do we feel like when we put him back out there, he'll stay
out there? And real quick, last thing for me, and maybe you three can help me. The Mac Jones component to all this, he's been, to me, an A-plus on what you want from your backup quarterback. The season is salvaged and still in play, a playoff berth because of him. But I feel like there's a lot of talk around town like the Niner offense is humming. And I think they're leaving some chicken on the bone. And yesterday, in those four possessions, you had 26, and I felt like the Rams had no answer for you in the second half. But if the car would have started sooner, you would have got to work sooner, and maybe you can win it. So I ask you, say all that to say, do you think the Niners' offense is humming?
I wouldn't use that word. They're pretty good. They're very capable.
But are they so much to where you don't want to put Brock back in there when he's ready, or he can't take you another level? Oh,
I mean, they've scored over 30 points one time this year. So I don't think they're humming.
But Houston kept the ball away from you, but that was mainly the defense.
They're better than average or capable of, but they're still missing some key pieces, and all of it's complementary. Like, offense is different when you're down 21-0 as opposed to 0-0.
Right. Right, and the choices you make are different, too. And I'm looking at yesterday in the first half where you are kind of humming. You're down 14-0. You get to the 39, and Juwan Jennings.
Oh, man.
I mean, Juwan's – he's got the ball out.
Man.
You get punched out. So now you lose the ball. They score again. And then the next possession, you get down to the 11. And if that game was, I don't know, 3-3 or 3-0 or 7-0,
you kick.
You kick the field goal. But you're down 21-0, so you go for it. And Shanahan with,
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
I didn't like that.
Yeah, either did I.
And Lo'Neal, I was watching it again today. It's in my head. Lo'Neal's like, when you need a yard, why give the ball to the running back 5 yards behind the line?
I hate it.
So now you're going to do like a stretch, and now he has to get 5 yards. He has to get 6 yards to get a yard. And, you know, Christian gets the ball, and he runs, and the block fails, and you don't get the yard. And now it's a turnover on downs. But it was 21-0. If it was 3-0, or, I don't know, 10-7, you probably kick it. So
maybe even
it's a little
14-0.
Situational. Yeah, exactly.
Do you know offhand, when Kyle wins the coin flip, does he always defer?
We got into this.
Always.
I don't know if he has, like, for his whole regime, but he always. Definitely yeah. does now.
Right, yep. Okay.
100% now.
Yeah. Now, again, I...
And I heard this earlier, and I was like, oh, my God, Stein Metz.
Mets. You were with me.
What are you talking about?
The defense can't handle it if we give up a touchdown. You did your whole thing about, like, oh...
Dude, it's
you
very...
You did a voice.
The bottom line did a thing. The bottom line is, it's not a crazy thought to go into a game against the Rams, whose offense is at the top of the league, and your defense is decimated. I think it would have made sense, not that it would have won the game, to take the ball first, see if you can control that first drive, maybe get them playing from behind.
That's not a crazy thought, but the way you pitched it was now the offense sat on the sideline for 15
minutes. Well, that was a joke.
Real life minutes.
That was a joke.
I think that's what Dibs is saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's been a lot of jokes today.
You did a whole thing.
It's been a lot of stand-up comedy.
Oh, the poor offense. Now they're going to be down 7-0.
So you think that's a dumb thought to accept the ball a game like yesterday?
It's not a dumb thought.
Not a dumb thought, no.
You know, when you get the ball back with 1:06 left and you have a chance to, with 2 timeouts left.
Ball start.
Still score. Yeah, and I mean, you can go down there and you can score and then you get the ball to start the third quarter. I do think that's what Shanahan wanted.
Of course. He wants that every game.
Yep.
He wants it every game.
The math works. By the way, I mean,
and you played from behind.
The Giants went hot knife through butter when they did that last week.
Yep.
It worked out fine.
Well, that the Giants. Yeah. There's a big difference there.
But
this is the best offense in football, maybe.
Right, but the 49er offense did not have a hard time moving the ball. Like, that's the thing that, you know, the difference between, okay, are they humming?
Yeah.
No, I don't think they're humming. But I do think... And maybe this is why this is one of the characteristics why people think Kyle Shanahan is, quote, arrogant. I do think that I think McVay is the exact same way.
Oh,
I think they think they can get a first down anytime. Anytime. And that's why it sounds the way it does sometimes, like in press conferences, because if they don't get the first down, it's usually in their mind a matter of player execution. That's usually
Stafford missed I forget the name of the tight end before they got the minute 10 the possession before half.
That was Ferguson.
And McVay goes, I was being greedy. I'm like, but if just Stafford hits that, man.
Yeah. And the Niners were moving the ball. They were moving the ball. But all it takes in a game is a fumble. One fumble.
That's what I was
Didn't you feel like
even on the kick return that you could fumble?
Yeah, it's only 14-0, but that fumble to me,
oh,
I'm like,
man.
Air out of the balloon.
But the fourth and two to Nacua, that was it for me. I was like, they don't get this,
right.
Boy.
Yeah,
he got it.
Yep, he got it. So I mean, you get that ball back, you're down 7, and you know maybe you can go down and change the game.
I said last thing for me before you go, Stoney.
Oh,
B-Rob was running hard. I don't want Les McCaffrey, but I'm thinking. They're different. Their body types are different, and McCaffrey is everything. But what did you make of his carries? And Stoney made the point of, yeah, McCaffrey softened him up. We could have ran through it after, not taking anything. But B-Rob is physical. How can you use that a bit more?
I do like him inside the 5.
I love him.
I do like him inside the 5-yard line.
But maybe 4th and 1 or 2, no, when you gave it to McCaffrey.
Well, if it's 4th and 1, I'm with Dibs. I don't care who gets the ball. Go straight ahead. Just go straight. I thought they were going to sneak it. When the hell has a 49ers
that was a bad play.
Under Kyle Shanahan ever like not made it on a sneak?
I go, they're going the wrong way.
Go back to Jimmy Garoppolo. Have they ever not made it on a sneak? Maybe once.
Maybe.
In 7 years? Sneak it. Why do we get cute with juice? Why are we doing stretch plays?
Man.
Just do what you do so well and sneak it and get the first down.
No.
I don't get that. But if you're not going to sneak it, yeah, give it to a running back going straight ahead.
Yep.
All right, guys.
I'm so
have a great show.
By your, question.
Right here on 95.7
Not a question. It was a statement, Kyle.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.